ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ॐ नमो भगवते
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं
चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो टुडे वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 एंटाइटल क्रिएशन चैप्टर 18 एंटाइटल परीक्षित कष्ट बाय अ ब्राह्मण बॉय टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। तस्य पुत्रोति तेजस्वी विहरन् बालकोर्बकै आज्ञागम प्रापितं तातं श्रुत्वा तत्रेदमब्रवीत्। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तस्य हिज द सेजेस पुत्र सन अति एक्सट्रीमली तेजस्वी पावरफुल विहरन वाइल प्लेइंग बालक विद बॉयज अर्बकै हु वर ऑल चाइल्डिश राज्ञा बाय द किंग अघम डिस्ट्रेस प्रापितम made to have tatam the father shrutva by hearing tatra then and there idam this abravit spoke. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The sage had a son who was very powerful. Being a Brahmana's son, while he was playing with inexperienced boys, he heard of his father's distress, which was occasioned by the king. Then and there the boy spoke as follows. Translation, please repeat. The sage had a son, who was very powerful. Being a Brahmana's son, while he was playing with inexperienced boys, he heard of his father's distress, which was occasioned by the king. Then and there, the boy spoke as follows. Purport. Due to Maharaj Parikshit's good government, even a boy of tender age who was playing with other inexperienced boys could become as powerful as a qualified Brahmana. This boy was known as Sringi, and he achieved good training in Brahmacharya by his father, so that he could be as powerful as a Brahmana, even at that age. But because the age of Kali was seeking an opportunity to spoil the cultural heritage of the four orders of life, the inexperienced boy gave a chance for the age of Kali to enter into the field of Vedic culture. Hatred of the lower orders of life began from this Brahmana boy. Under the influence of Kali and thus cultural life began to dwindle day after day. The first victim of Brahmanical injustice was Maharaj Parikshit. And thus, the protection given by the king against the onslaught of Kali was slackened. Om Akyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande shri gurum dinatarnam vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shrivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare So here we are continuing the glorification of Krishna. It's a great opportunity every day that we have been provided so that we can glorify and hear the glories of Krishna, who is the ultimate object of glorification. So there is a statement by His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. So he says, life is for the glorification of topics on Hari. If that is stopped, then what need is there to carry on life? So basically there is no need to live if we are not glorifying Krishna. That's a very hard statement. So 99.9% population on this planet should commit suicide. So they are not glorifying Krishna. So this tongue has been provided to us and it has two functions. We taste and we vibrate it. So we engage it correctly when we taste Krishna prasad, the mercy of Krishna, the remnants of Krishna. And when we taste such prasad, we get purified. And when we vibrate, we should glorify Krishna. We should chant the holy names of Krishna. So there is a great danger that we may lose control over the tongue and we can vibrate different topics. So that's why Srila Rupa Goswami, he instructs us. He tells us about six things which would destroy our bhakti. Atyahara prayashascha, prajalpo niyamagraha, jana sangascha lolyamcha, shadbir bhakti vinashyati. Vinash means just destruction. So we are performing our daily activities in devotional life, but we have to be very careful to avoid these six activities. And one of them, the third one, Atyahara Prayashcha, Prajalpo, Prajalpa. So Prajalpa means vibrating the tongue and uttering words which are not in line with Krishna consciousness, which are not meant to glorify Krishna or His devotees, which are not needed basically. So if we vibrate those words, our bhakti will be destroyed. Shadbir bhakti vinashyati. So we have to be very careful about that. So what is the reason that we may choose to do that? Our tongue may utter such words which are not in glorification of Krishna. Because that reason is also given by Srila Rupa Goswami. So he says our tongue is afflicted with the disease of jaundice. So this jaundice is like the ignorance, that we don't have this taste for chanting these glories about Krishna. So he further in Nectar of Instruction, that verse is there, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitape Vidya Pittopatasya Rasanasya Narochikanu Kintwad anudinam khalusai vajushta swadvi kramad bhavati tadgadamul hantri. That if we chant these Sat Krishna Naam Charitadi, so this Naam, the holy name that we practice every day, we chant the holy name. And Charita, what is Charita? It means the character, the qualities, the character. Whereas we have Chaitanya Charita Amrita. So this character of Krishna, Charita, is like Amrita, is nectar, nectarian actually. But our tongue has this disease, so it cannot taste it. So Rupa Goswami compares this disease of our tongue as jaundice. So when someone has jaundice, if you give something sweet, it would taste bitter. But if you, like the sugar candy, if you give a sugar candy to a patient with jaundice, it would taste bitter. But the cure for that jaundice is you that continue taking that, and then one day the taste would be revived, and then the sugar candy would taste sweet. So in same way, Rupa Goswami says, this holy name, character, these pastimes, these activities of Lord are actually very sweet, like sugar candy. But to us, in the beginning phases, it may not taste very sweet. But that's the cure, this Vedi Sadhana Bhakti. We still do it as a duty. In theory, we know that, no, actually this is meant to be sweet. So we keep chanting holy names, keep glorifying Krishna. It's very hard to glorify Krishna if you don't have taste. You have to push yourself. If we don't have realization that Krishna is supreme and he is so sweet, his character is so sweet, Charitamrita is another famous composition, Ramacharitamanas. There we have the character of Lord Ramachandra, described that's by Tulsidas. So this charita, this character is very sweet, and glorification, recitation of this character and qualities and name of Krishna and all his expansions is also very sweet. So once we realize that, then we can be situated in our original position. We can taste everything nicely, these topics. So here we see that what's happening is this boy, inexperienced boy, Sringi, he is about to curse Maharaj Parikshit. So in yesterday's verse we saw that upon returning, Maharaj Parikshit began to contemplate and argue within himself that was the sage in meditation, have I done something wrong, like that he was contemplating. So as we were discussing in previous classes, that of course this was arrangement of Krishna, that Parikshit Maharaj was put into illusion. So he couldn't understand at that point, that moment, that what's going on. And he did a small mistake. And then later he contemplated, oh, what's going on? But this is arrangement of Krishna, and Parikshit Maharaj, being a pure devotee, he understood it. So these pure devotees have actually a great foresight, a great vision. They can see things much broadly. And they can see things very far. They can see the past and the future. They are also called Trikalagya. Krishna is called Trikalagya, and pure devotees are called Trikalagya. They know past, present and future. So generally we say, oh, life is a great teacher. That, oh, as you grow older, you will get more knowledge. But actually that's not a fact. If you're not Krishna conscious, you won't learn anything from your past. You will continue making the mistakes. But a devotee can see past. When he sees past, he learns from it. And then he doesn't make those mistakes or improves the quality of what he was doing correct already. He just improves it. So he can see past correctly. Ordinary people cannot see past correctly. And present moment, at the present moment also, materialists cannot fully enjoy, fully, they cannot realize what's going on. They are like very dull. They are like under an illusion, under a spell. So they don't know what's going on at the present as well. And of course, there is no vision of the future. As we know, in the famous example, the goat, it's about to be slaughtered, and you give a grass and it chews very happily. So the goat is so foolish, it cannot see the future, which is very near. The goat next to it is being slaughtered, but this goat is happily chewing the grass. So same way, people today, Dvipada Pashu, they are like two-legged animals. They also cannot see the future. So that's why they keep, they cannot take good decisions. But pure devotees, they have a very great vision. And in earlier days, all these great personalities, they used to have this vision. They may not be pure devotees yet, but still they were very powerful. As we see in Bhagavad Gita, how does it start? Sanjaya Vacha. So Sanjay is describing to Dhritarashtra what's going on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And he's sitting in Hastinapur. So he could see. So there was no satellite television or no FM radio or nothing. But he could see. So he was so powerful. His vision was very broad. So he could see exactly what was going on, what conversation was taking place. He could describe exactly to Dhritarashtra. And here we see this little boy, Shringi. He was playing somewhere else with other inexperienced boy, but he could know what's going on. That he could know that, oh, something happened with his father. So that because the training was provided in previous ages, so this training made these personalities very powerful. They could see things very broadly. So here it's written by Srila Prabhupada, this boy was known as Shringi and he achieved good training in Brahmacharya by his father so that he could be as far powerful as a Brahmana. So here it's written that this boy was given good training. So this training was provided. That's why he became very powerful. So this, of course, is written here, Brahmacharya. But it's not, if you see in a bigger, broader sense, it's not, just doesn't mean the Brahmachari ashram. It's a very broad concept for all devotees, this concept of Brahmacharya. So that's why Prabhupada introduced these four regulative principles. So it's austere. In previous days, training was given to everyone. All boys were trained in Brahmacharya from childhood and all girls were trained into chastity. Prabhupada writes in another purport in Srimad Bhagavatam elsewhere. So this was the training provided to boys and girls. But these days, boys and girls, they don't even know about these terms. So what to speak of following such higher principles. So what is the result of such training is these personalities became very, very powerful. So this small boy could actually, soon we'll see, he will utter a curse which could kill the king of whole planet. So this is how powerful this boy was. So this training is very important. So as we see in any ashram, in all ashrams we have rules to follow. In Brahmachari ashram, Vanaprastha ashram and Sannyas ashram, of course there is no opportunity for sense engagement. And in Grahastha ashram also it's very restricted. So basically everyone is following Brahmacharya. Brahmachari Grahasthas, like that, it's said there are two types of Brahmacharis. And in Vanaprastha and Sannyas, of course, there is much more experience and realization. So when one follows these principles, then there is no difference which ashram we are situated in. We become very powerful and spiritually realized if we just make this endeavor to follow these principles. So that's why Prabhupada said, you just follow these principles, chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna, go back to Godhead after this lifetime. So this is for everyone, like that, as simple as that. So in Srimad Bhagavatam elsewhere it says, tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha. We have to control our mind, we have to control our senses. So this is the, so as we know, always there is two things, don't do this, but do this, like that. So like that. So this is, we can say, the negative part. Okay, control it. It's like you have to control. But then the positive part is you have to engage it in the higher taste. So as we know the famous verse, Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tat Paratvela Nirvalam Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. So the first part is, you can say the negative part, or Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam. Okay, you leave all these designations. That, oh, I am a man, I am a woman, I am a child, I am old, young, like that. So these designations actually belong, they pertain to the body. All the designation pertain to the body. But we are not these bodies. We are the spirit soul. So for spirit soul, there is no designation. Only designation is that it is the servant of Krishna. And we engage in Krishna's service. So once we get this point correct in our life, then we can easily follow all the principles. Then that becomes secondary thing. The sense control and following principles, that becomes the secondary thing. Primary thing becomes to serve Krishna, the ecstasy to serve Krishna. And then that's very easily other things can be followed. So by practicing these various principles given by our acharyas, what happens is we get this taste, this knowledge is revealed to us. So these scriptures are there, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, and other shastras. So there are secrets given in these books, but it's not revealed to everyone. If we are sincere, serious, if we follow everything nicely, then slowly these are revealed. So there's a nice explanation given by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he says, so this is in Adi Leela, he says, E sab siddhanta gudha kahite na yuyaya, na kahile keha ihara anya nahi paya. All these conclusions are unfit to disclose in public. But if they are not disclosed, no one will understand them. So this is the dilemma he was in. These are very confidential facts. So how can I tell this in public, he thought. But then he thought, if I don't tell in public, then no one will be able to understand. Those genuine people, those sincere people will also not be able to understand. So then he came up with a trick. Okay, what should be done? So he thought, Ateva kahi kichu karina niguda, bujibe rasika bhakta na bujibe muda. So what was the process that he followed? Therefore I shall mention them, revealing only in their essence, so that loving devotees will understand them, but fools will not. So that's what he did. And that's what these sages do. They tell the main essence of all these, the philosophy about Krishna, and in such a way that only devotees would be able to understand. Which type of devotees? Bujibe rasika bhakta. These loving devotees who have love for Krishna. They would be able to easily understand everything. Na bujibe mudha. Mudhas, the fools and rascals, they won't be able to understand. They can go through all Bhagavatam, everything is in front of them, but they won't be able to understand. So it's like, in technical language, I think it's called, it's encrypted. Is that correct? In the IT field. That's encrypted thing, we cannot see. Is that correct in that reference? Yeah. So it's hidden, the hidden files are there. If you see a folder, you click in your Windows Explorer or other explorers, you open a folder. So there are some hidden files, they won't be visible, but they are there, they are present. So you need some expertise to see them. So same way here, Bhagavatam, you can keep reciting so many verses in 10th canto or any canto, it won't be revealed, this meaning won't be revealed. But if we become this rasika bhakta, that's loving devotees, if we love Krishna, then things would be revealed slowly. and things are revealed through the medium of Guru. So Guru is a person by whose mercy things are revealed. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. By his mercy we get mercy of Krishna. So actually there is this statement, sakshad haritvena samasta shastra, that Guru is God, Guru is Krishna. So how to understand this? That Guru is God. So we hear so many times, you should worship your Guru as if he is God, as if you are worshipping God. So the meaning is that we understand Guru is a jiva, he is jiva tattva, that's in, technically we understand. He is not Vishnu tattva in most cases. In some cases, Guru is also Vishnu tattva. But he is a transparent via media. Whatever Guru is speaking, it's as if Krishna is speaking. So if we understand that, and in that mood, we worship our Guru and we serve our Guru. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvagdarshina. So such a soul, he can give you knowledge because he has seen the truth. So he has become one with the interest of Krishna. So he is as good as Krishna. So there are few examples in which actually Krishna himself came as Guru. So in fourth canto we see the story of Puranjana. So there Puranjana, he became attached to a woman, and then when he died he became a woman in his next life. And then he was married to a king of Vidarbha. And then, as we know, the Kshatriyas, they take Vanaprastha and the wife goes along. So this king went to forest and his wife, who was Puranjana in previous life, she also went. And she was serving very nicely, doing many menial services for her husband. And she would massage his feet and everything. The king would sit in meditation. And she would serve him every day. So one day, while serving him, she felt that the feet of her husband were cold. And then she understood, actually he has left the body. He was still sitting in meditation. And at that time when she held his feet, she was very aggrieved that, oh, he has left. And then soon after, a brahmana came. And he said, oh, don't you recognize me? I'm your old friend. I had always been with you. And that was actually the super soul who came. So super soul is our most, or Krishna, in the feature of super soul. He comes as our dearest friend. Suhridam sarva bhaktaram yaktapsam sarva lokmanishram suhridam sarva bhut. So if we understand that, oh, Krishna is present with us all the time within our heart, then we can actually access that love. He is so close to us. There is always these limitations in if we want to love someone, we want to feel this reciprocation, there is always limitation in material world. But for Krishna there is no limitation. There is a prayer by Yamunacharya. So he says, Ullangita Trivida Sima Samatishai, said, oh my Lord, everything within material world is limited by three things, time, space and thought. But your characteristics, however, being unequaled and unsurpassed, are always transcendental to such limitations. You sometimes cover such characteristics of by your own energy, but nevertheless, your unalloyed devotees are always able to see you under all circumstances. So Krishna has no limitations, and pure devotees can always see Krishna because they have love for Krishna. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. They have this love in their eyes. Premanjana Churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. They always see Krishna. They always see Krishna everywhere. Within their heart, outside, everywhere they see Krishna. They see everything in relation to Krishna. So if we have this love, if we develop this love for Krishna, then everything would be revealed. So there is a statement by Jesus Christ. So he is also, is Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said, he is a Shaktave Shaktar. He is also promoting bhakti. So he said, love God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and love man as thy brother. Thy is your, with all your heart. So he says four things. So how to love God? So love God with all thy heart. What does that mean? With all your heart you love Krishna. Means with full emotion, with affection within our heart. And you love him with all your mind. So loving someone with mind means with using our intelligence. So that we are very, we discriminate. Okay, this is good for me. This will increase my love for Krishna and this will not. So I won't do this activity as we were discussing about prajalpa. If we do prajalpa, our bhakti will be destroyed. So an intelligent person, he uses his brain substance or his mind or his intelligence and he avoids such things which destroy bhakti and increases or they are obstacles in the path of love. So if we do that, we are loving Krishna by our mind and love him by thy soul. That what that means is basically that we understand our eternal position as spirit soul. That we are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Only when we are in relation, we are established in our relationship with Krishna. So that means to love Krishna with our soul and with all thy strength. So how to love Krishna with all your strength is mean, that means that by our active work. So we work actively for Krishna. So different devotees, we have different services. So we do that for Krishna. If we do that, that means we are loving Krishna by our strength. Like Arjun, he was using his strength. He was fighting. He was working. That was his work. So Krishna told him that Mam Anusmara Yuddhacha, you think of me and you fight. He told him both things. It's not either this or this. You know, he didn't say, okay, you just sit here, you think about me and I will fight. Or he didn't say, okay, you just fight, I will do the thinking for you. He said, you do both. So same way for us, we have to do both. We actively engage in our services. No one here just sits all day and just chants and remembers Krishna. We have active engagements in different services. Management, crossways, cleaning, or our job, or so many things. We have cooking. Yeah, cooking has, you can really actively engage in cooking. So if everyone chants, sits and chants here whole day, and at Sunday feast guests would come, they would say, where's the feast? No, everyone is chanting. We also chant. No, it doesn't happen like that. To prepare that feast, some devotees have worked very hard. So that's what that is what it means by when Lord Jesus Christ, he said, love God with all thy strength. And then what happens? Love man as thy brother. So that's a Madhyam Adhikari. So he loves Krishna and then he loves others as well. And his great, how does he show that love to others? Is by giving them this knowledge of Krishna, by preaching. So this is Krishna consciousness. We develop our own love for Krishna. Love is actually present within the heart. We just have to uncover it. And then Krishna takes care of the rest. A pure devotee is fully surrendered to Lord. And he knows that Lord will maintain me. That's one of the items in the six items of surrender. One item is a devotee. A pure devotee is always feels that Lord will maintain me. Now for different levels of devotees, this the meaning of maintenance is different. So as we know, the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavata, it actually describes this word, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his name was Vishwambar. Vishwambar means who maintains the whole universe. Vishwambar, he maintains. But there in Chaitanya Bhagavata it's described Vishwambarau Dvijavarau Yuga Dharma Palau. So there Vishwambar means one Vishwambar. Vishwambarau means two maintainers. It's the in the Sanskrit Vishwambarau means two. So there it's referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu as the maintainers. So for as we were discussing, the different devotees have different understanding of maintenance. Provide me food or provide me this, then I would think that Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is maintaining me. But in pure sense, when we see this pure love of Vrajavasis, they had enough to eat, they had enough to drink, they had so much milk and milk products than that once in one ceremony they were throwing butter and other milk products on each other. They had so much. So they had no problem in their maintenance in that sense. But when Krishna left Vrindavan, they couldn't maintain their life. They were almost dead men and dead women, somehow breathing. And what was maintaining them? The hope that Krishna will come back one day. So that's why there's different meanings of maintenance. So we pray to Krishna that help us to serve devotees and serve him purely, so that we can understand the real meaning of our maintenance. So when Krishna comes to this material world, that's paritranaya sadhuna. So he comes to deliver devotees by his darshan, by his reciprocation with them, by his exchanges. So devotees are maintained by, pure devotees are maintained by these exchanges with Krishna. And they understand that the real happiness lies in happiness of Krishna. There is no meaning of happiness separate of in separation, that we want to be independent and be happy. That cannot happen. So real happiness is indirect happiness. But people want direct happiness. I want to be happy. But that's not possible, because we are part of Krishna. So only if we make Krishna happy, we can be happy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it describes that the gopis have no, there's no thought in their mind that I want to be happy. They just want to please Krishna. But what happens is, they become millions of times more happier than Krishna. So that's the nature of pure love. And that's why Krishna thinks that I want to be in that position. So he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by understanding that these secrets are actually described here by great sages, and if we follow these principles, these rules, regulations very nicely, sincerely, then one day we can have this vision like Parikshit Maharaj, Narad Muni, and all these great devotees. So I would like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. Hare Krishna.
What stops us from discerning Krishna? What is stopping us for doing sincere and loving service, what you are saying? What is stopping us?
So that desire to be independently happy. So that desire, there's that material desire that stops us.
It's the anarthas.
The anarthas. So that they stop us. There's only one thing that stops us, that we don't want it. If we want it, then where there is a will, there is a way. If we desire, then actually Krishna is waiting for that. And actually, in another example that I wanted to give about that, how sometimes Guru is Vishnu Tattva, is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, that when Gopa Kumara goes to Vaikuntha, there Lord Narayan says that, actually I was waiting for you for all these lifetimes and you did not care about me. So I had to come as your guru, Jayanta. So he came as his guru just to take him back. He couldn't wait. You know? So he couldn't wait. So Lord is actually waiting to take us. So what stops us is our desire not to go there. So if we just will sincerely that Krishna, I want to come, he will come. If we take one step, he comes 10 steps or 1,000 steps like that. So
can you say that we are selfish because we want to serve our senses?
We are not selfish. We are not selfish because the what's that verse? Nate swarth gatim hi Vishnu. Nate vidu swarth gatim hi Vishnu. Because we don't know what is self, so we cannot be selfish. Devotees are actually really selfish, pure devotees, because they know what is the self, and real selfishness is to serve Krishna. Then the self will be satisfied. So actually we are not really selfish if we are not pure devotees. Yeah.
But we are doing Atmendra Priti.
Yeah.
Instead of Krishna Indra Priti.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
So yesterday one boy met me crossway and he was like a devotee of Krishna from some other sampradaya, like a Pushtimani sampradaya. So he's actually shown me one verse in Bhagavad Gita, 18.67. It says that this confidential knowledge should never be disclosed to those who are non-devoted, who are not austere, and who are not faithful to the Supreme Lord, and who are envious of the Lord. And then he asked me that when you are distributing the books, and you are giving the books to the people on the street, so how can you actually do that? Because the people are not devoted to Lord, the people are envious of Lord. So in that connection, what is your opinion? What's your answer?
So opinion is that, as it's described in 11th canto, that the Madhyamadhikari, he differentiates, he discriminates between four things. One is that he understands that Krishna is God and he serves him, and then he understands there are devotees of Lord and he makes friends with them, and then he understands those people, those two categories of people who are not with Krishna at the moment. So those two are innocent people and the envious people. So while doing book distribution, we are looking out for those innocent people who don't know about Krishna as yet. And if someone is, you know, outright envious, we try to avoid them, direct them towards crossways or like that, at least take prasad so that they can be purified. And a real sinful person actually who is really envious, he won't even accept prasad. But generally it is seen, one may not like the philosophy, but he would take prasad. So there are two types of people. So when we distribute books, we try to find out those innocent people who can take up Krishna consciousness. Is that fine?
They are not fully devoted to Lord. They are not yet.
That's why we want them to be fully devoted. That's why we distribute. If no one endeavors to tell about Krishna to others, how would have we been here? We won't be here as well. If I see my graph, how where I was going, I would have been somewhere else at the moment.
And the question of when faith comes, they don't have
So that's why by your mercy you give them the faith. Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata beej. So that Guru and Krishna. So you become their guru, Shiksha Guru, and you give them that faith. That's why the devotees have faith. So you give them. You can give them. You have it. They don't have. Okay, I accept that. But you have it. You give them. Any other questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Yes. Anything else? Hare Krishna.
So I just, in the purport to that 1867, seeing as how it's a chapter 7 in the 18th chapter, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that this most confidential part, so you do not confidentially preach certain aspects of Krishna to those who are envious, but we expose them to the personality of Krishna through different ways, like you mentioned, the asylum, chanting, letting them know about the culture of Krishna consciousness, but not necessarily preaching the confidential parts. So this Prabhupada says in the fifth line, Krishna should not be told. It says, persons who have not undergone the austerities of the religious process, who have never attempted devotional service in Krishna consciousness, who have not tended a pure devotee, and especially those who are conscious of Krishna only as a historical personality, like probably that person from a certain sampradaya, if he knows something about Krishna, should not be told this most confidential part of knowledge. So the confidential part or the confidential aspect of Krishna is not given to those envious persons, but we expose them to Krishna in a different way. You can give them the prasadam, you can expose them to a festival or something, but not get it too confidential.
And what is the confidential part of knowledge?
Confidential part of Krishna is explaining more about the very intimate, close aspect of Krishna. But if you go to an envious person, you tell them that Krishna is married to 16,000 wives, they will not accept it. But if you tell them about the past life of Krishna in Dwarka or as a child or in Mathura, they cannot accept because they are envious of his personality. So you tell them about prasadam, his spiritual food, tell them about the culture, music, dance, art, etc. Then they can appreciate. But if you go to something that they cannot understand, they will not appreciate Krishna.
So if he can, oh yes, Prabhu, please.
Basically, you tell them you're not the body
yourself. I was about to say.
It's convincing people they're not the body.
Yeah. It's very hard to understand all other things if we don't explain this first teaching. That's, yeah. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.